BBC News with Julie Candler. The Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is meeting his security cabinet shortly to discuss whether to lift the two-month blockade on the West Bank headquarters of the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israeli, Palestinian and American security officials are also expected to meet today to discuss ways of reducing the recent cycle of violence. Nick Childs reports from Jerusalem.
Yasser Arafat has been confined to his West Bank headquarters in Ramallah by a ring of Israeli tanks since early December. Israeli ministers are considering whether or not to ease this virtual house arrest after the Palestinians said they'd rounded up three suspects in the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister last October. But the fragile unity government of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is split on what to do. Left-wingers are thought to favour lifting the blockade, in part because they believe it's backfired, boosting Mr. Arafat's image at home and abroad. But one right-wing minister has threatened to quit the government if Mr. Arafat is allowed to leave Ramallah. Meanwhile, tentative moves continue to rein in the recent upsurge in violence. Despite a number of incidents, there has been something of a lull since security officials from both sides met on Thursday.
The United States and the United Nations have called for a fresh effort to restore peace in Angola following confirmation that the UNITA rebel leader Jonas Savimbi has been killed in fighting. The State Department in Washington called on all factions to fulfill an obligation to bring peace to the Angolan people. The UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan said the UNITA's leader's death had created a new, more hopeful situation in the country. Meanwhile, UNITA has been paying tribute to Mr. Savimbi, who died on Friday. From Luanda, Justin Pierce reports.
The statement from UNITA's external mission in Lisbon said that with the death of Jonas Savimbi, Africa had lost one of its most illustrious sons, comparing him to independence leaders such as Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah. It said UNITA's permanent commission would, in its time, pronounce on the way forward, but also give some hints as to how UNITA sees its future following the death of its founder. It describes UNITA as a cause and a political project, and says that anyone who thinks the ideals of UNITA died with its leader is mistaken. The statement also endorses the recent efforts by the church and civil society groups in Angola to press for a peaceful political solution to the war.
The interim leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, is due to arrive in Iran shortly for 2 days of talks on measures to promote stability and reconstruction in Afghanistan. Correspondents say the Iranian government's declared policy is one of support for the interim administration, which it helped to set up. But Iranian hardliners are deeply suspicious of American intentions in the region, and some regard the Afghan leader as little more than an American puppet. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. It's emerged that the Vatican is investigating allegations of sexual harassment against one of the highest-ranking bishops in Poland. A Vatican spokesman declined to comment on allegations that the Archbishop of Poznan, Julius Paetz, had molested young priests and seminary students, but he said the case was being followed with great attention. The allegations were made by unidentified clerics in an article in a Polish newspaper. Archbishop Paetz has denied the accusations. The people of Laos are voting for a new National Assembly in an election tightly controlled by the communist authorities. All but one of the 166 candidates are from the governing Lao People's Revolutionary Party. Full results are expected in about a week's time. Jonathan Head reports from the Laotian capital, Vientiane.
Laotian elections are a colourful but regimented process. Voters lined up neatly this morning to cast their ballots under the stern gaze of a statue of the Communist Party's founding father, Khaesan Pomvihan. They were urged on by patriotic songs extolling socialist virtues. The current party chief, 78-year-old Kamte Sipandon, made a rare public appearance to cast his vote. The ruling party is making much of the new blood among this set of candidates. The average age of the 166 officially approved contestants has fallen to 51. But there were no other hints of change. The people like having just one party, said Mr. Kamte. They have had full confidence in us since time immemorial.
The Colombian president, Andrés Pastrana, has travelled to the heart of the former safe haven of the left-wing FARC rebels a few days after he declared the peace process dead and ordered the Colombian army to reoccupy the zone. President Pastrana arrived by helicopter in the town of San Vicente amid heavy security to reassure local people that they had nothing to fear from the departure of the rebels and the arrival of the military. BBC News.